welcome to the Padded Room Podcast, Outpatient Files. My name is Darian. Inmates, I have to apologize tonight. I had an actual guest lined up, but they backed out last second, so I just stopped at the corner and picked up a couple of hoes. May I introduce the Horror Hoes, Patty and Dee from the Horror Hoes Podcast. Ladies, how are we tonight?
Hey.
Good.
We're getting there.
You're getting there? What are you drinking over there? Margaritas, it looks like?
Yeah, so we're recording our Slenderman episode tonight, so we thought, what are we going to make for our drink? So we're drinking skinny margaritas.
Oh, that's good. That's really good.
Yes, I can feel myself losing weight.
Yeah, you look trimmer since we started this. Yeah, drink like three more of those and you'll be ready for a Victoria's Secret shoot.
This was on Oprah's Hot 20.
Oh, okay.
Not a real thing.
Because Oprah is somebody that I would trust when it comes to skinny anything, right? I'm ready. Are you ready to fall in love, ladies? Because I'm about to blow your mind. You guys are always drinking on your podcast, and I love that about you, by the way. But what you need is like horror-related cocktails and horror-themed cocktails. Where you want to go is a website called cakewolf.com. They have...
Okay. I was listening to yours, and
you...
Yeah.
Dude.
Don't do that.
I know. It sounds absolutely bizarre. What the hell is a cake wolf? I have no idea. But that's where you want to go. He's got a drink for every single horror movie. Have you guys seen, what the hell is it called? Don't Breathe?
Yes. That's the one where they're in the house. And
the blind guy? Yeah. He's got a cocktail that he concocted for that movie that you have to serve in a turkey baster. It actually tastes really good.
In each other's mouths.
Well, it's because he kidnaps a girl and he has her in the basement and like he's impregnating her. That's disgusting. It's a good movie. I saw the movie theater. It's pretty cool.
If you guys are actually going to squirt it in each other's mouths, I'd like to watch that. Just, I mean, I'm willing to pay if we can set up like a PayPal.
They should have a bar like that in Milwaukee where they shoot the guys standing on the bar and they like shoot it from their crotch into your face. I've never been there, but I've heard about it.
This is Milwaukee at its finest. There is, I mean, drinking is like,
yeah,
it's just like down into our core. So
like you do it with everything that you normally do, like, oh, I'm gonna play video games and I'm gonna drink
and
I'm
you're
gonna,
drunk
like, go to baseball and drink, like you just no matter what, I'm gonna text and have a beer.
That
I'm
sounds amazing.
I'm gonna give birth.
Wow. Wow, I guess we're going there, huh? All right. Excellent. Ladies, now I can't just have anybody up in here in the padded room, so we have to establish a little horror cred with you guys. Patty, why don't we start with you? What are your top three horror films of all time? Go.
My top three. You know, top three horror films. Well, I'm just going to go with number one. Because it was one of the first that I ever saw.
Okay.
The Shining.
Very cool.
And again, because I love, I like ghost stories.
Okay.
So a lot of the horror movies that I prefer have a very supernatural, paranormal twist to them.
Mm-hmm.
The Shining resonated with me since I was little. And, you know, my mom loved that kind of stuff. And not that Stanley Kubrick's was the best adaptation of the book. But it was creepy as hell.
Are you actually saying that the 1992 remake was better than Kubrick's?
Better? No. More accurate.
Well, yeah.
Accurate, definitely.
That movie had the worst kid actor I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh my gosh.
Exactly. Yeah, with the giant buck teeth. Oh my god.
The mouth breather?
Yes! Yes! That is exactly right. Thank you, Patty. Oh, God.
Yes. And it was actually a croquet mallet that was the murder weapon in the book, not an axe.
Right.
And Stephen King hated the Stanley Kubrick version because it was so far off base. But it was still scary. It was well done.
Oh, yeah. Like that.
Me too.
Yeah. Okay. El Orfanato.
Okay.
The Orphanage.
Right.
Again, creepy dead ghost children.
Mm-hmm.
Playing the game with Laura, the lead actress there.
Yes.
Scary. Freaking scary. And then also, like, sad, too, you know, when she finally finds the body of the little boy in the,
right,
the mask, because he's wearing, he kind of looks like in Trick or Treat, Sam.
Sam, yeah. With the bag on his head.
Yeah. And then The Devil's Rejects.
Okay.
I think is my favorite, gore films. And I thought it was such a step up from Rob Zombie's first attempt.
House of a Thousand Corpses.
House of a Thousand Corpses.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I thought the story was great. The music in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
In The Devil's Rejects.
Yeah, totally.
The music was awesome. Okay, so those are my three for now.
Okay, D, you're up. Pressure's on, babe.
And you guys are both way more intelligent than I am. I can already tell you're going to judge.
You are sorely mistaken there, my friend.
Bring it on. No, I'm just kidding. The Exorcist.
Okay.
The Exorcist. I love The Exorcist. I remember the first time I saw it. It was the scariest movie ever.
I remember you guys talking about that.
Yeah. I also like High Tension.
Oh, cool.
Love that movie. I love the part when she he pushes the dresser past the stairs and cuts the dad's head off, and it's just like, it's overly gory. It's just disgusting. It's like so not real, but it's awesome.
Dude, when I was 12, I used to get my head caught in my parents' banister like that all the time. My mom would just have to come behind me and basically yank me out of there. Freaked me out.
There's no other way.
Yeah.
And you still did it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You're like my 2-year-old.
Yes. I'm very much like your 2-year-old.
And then I also love... It's really hard for me to pick. I like the Resident Evil movies.
Okay.
I like Quarantine because I like that... it's not like they're not zombies. They're like they have like rabies.
Mm-hmm.
And I
love zombie movies.
Yeah, they're my favorite.
I'm a zombie guy myself, too.
Yeah, they're the best. And so, yeah, those are a couple other ones I really like.
Okay, cool. Very cool. Patty, you're a mom, correct?
Yes.
Let me ask you this. I have a son, Deacon. You just kind of saw his curly head bouncing around here for a second. Now, you're also a horror fan. This is something I've kind of been struggling with. At what age do you start, like, exposing your kids to horror movies? Or do you already? Or how does that work for you?
Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo.
They like Scooby-Doo. They do. They love Scooby-Doo.
Okay.
This morning, watching really old...
by the way, her kids are 12 and 15. No, I'm just kidding. They just watch cartoons all day.
We were watching Casper.
Okay.
Really old Casper, the Friendly Ghost. Okay. And they're like, you know, they're 2 and 4. So they're going, oh, it's a ghost. They're, you know, imitating the... And then, like, they've seen Corpse Bride.
Okay.
They've seen Nightmare Before Christmas. And, dude, I messed up. I let them watch a movie called Coraline.
Okay. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's too scary for them. They started crying when the other mother turns into this very... scary spider creature, and she's got like needles for finger, and she's like going up this tunnel, and yeah, my it was too intense. I had never seen it before though, so we were watching it together for the first time, like, oh my god, I'm sorry, my baby.
Right on. Now, what age do you recall being exposed to horror films yourself?
I was in elementary school.
Yeah.
Oh, me too. Really early.
Okay. So you're like me. You probably had like a psycho parent who was just really into horror films, and thus they were just always on.
My dad was that one. My dad, yeah.
Yeah, my dad too. I grew up in a house with one TV, and we had to watch what the old man wanted to watch, or we had to find something else to do. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The good news, though, is that I quickly realized the correlation between horror films and female nudity. Thus, I became a horror fan.
Yeah. Female nudity.
Me too.
Followed by female death.
Yes.
Because if she shows her boobs, she's getting them cut off. At,
right.
She's not going to last more than, you know, maybe like 46 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After they get the
nudity out of the way, and then they kill, and then they kill the blood and the nudity, and then they continue.
And then that's it. And then more nudity, and then other chicks' nudity. And it, for like a 6-year-old Darian, I'm willing to deal with like the scary guy in the hockey mask if the blonde is going to take her top off.
Yeah.
You guys obviously share my sentiment on this.
Yeah.
Totally.
That's how to develop healthy relationships too.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Wisconsin.
Totally Wisconsin. I have to tell you, ladies, I think I've listened to all 5 of your episodes thus far.
And I'm sorry.
No, it's great. I think the highlight thus far came in episode 2 when you two bitches, halfway in the bag, decided to try to do the 12 Days of Christmas with the stuff they found in Ed Gein's house.
Yeah, that was good. That was, she started and
spot on, ladies. Yeah. 4 frozen vaginas.
Yes, and old vagina sewed onto a pair of nylon stockings.
There you go.
Whatever, the nipples that were like curtains. Or
yeah. No, the nipple belt.
Nipple belt.
You know what? I actually probably have that in my notebook.
Nipple belt?
Yeah.
Good times. So
yeah, our last couple we've been really drunk, so we need to like die.
Yeah, I need it. Yeah.
No, it's good time. It's good. It's good pod, is what it is.
Your tweet about hey, you didn't post your latest episode, and I didn't post it for a reason because I was so embarrassed.
Why?
The first thing I did when I'm allowed to swear on here, right?
Yeah, of course.
The first thing I said when we started, I said, "What's up, fuckers?" And Patty goes, "No." So I had to restart. She's like, "You can't start like that." And I was like, "I don't know, man."
Why can't she start like that, Patty?
I don't know. I maybe it's because I have clients and she has children. And
no,
I don't
it's
know.
Because we haven't developed that intimate relationship yet where we can just call our listeners a fucker.
Oh, don't the things I call my listeners. Don't even worry about that. If they're listening, dude, if they're listening to a horror podcast, they expect to be punched in the face a little bit. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I feel like you need to put an adjective before calling him a fucker. Like, hey, sexy fuckers,
like
are
beautiful.
Hey, you semi-intelligent, non-lonely, not living in your mama's basement, fuckers.
Well said, Patty. Yeah, man. I don't know why she can't start with fuckers. You called Betty Bell like a dirty dick sucker 55 times. Fuck you, Betty. Fuck you.
And I also did call your mom a whore.
I was really. She called my mom a whore.
Oh, boy.
She wasn't wrong.
Whatever.
Good
she
times.
Wasn't wrong.
Yeah. Fuck you, Betty.
Yeah, fuck you, Betty.
That Betty Bell, she's the worst.
So, look, moving forward with the Horror Hoes podcast, are you guys leaning more towards horror movies or the true crime stuff? Because thus far, you've done both, and I really like that about you.
We're just gonna keep both. Yeah, both.
It's kind of like whatever we feel like doing. It's we want it to be fun for us, and even if we don't have people that listen because it got too crime or too horror movie. That doesn't. I mean, obviously, we want to know what people want, but mm-hmm. I feel like it's just fun hanging out with you, making a point that we have a podcast and hang out with each other. That's and drink. Like that's good enough excuse for me. So I'm happy
right
with
on.
Whatever it turns into. Yeah. Even if it was just like moaning the entire
if you're actually gonna do that, could you let me know which episode it's gonna be? I'd like to save that one to my computer.
No, we like talking about scary stuff.
Yeah, well obviously.
So it's, you know, mm-hmm. and that, like, from the true crime, the history, the historically scary stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes history is actually scarier than what comes out of the minds of these movie writers and authors. Like, you can't, sometimes, that's why, you know, that phrase, they can't make this shit up. Sometimes it's just scarier. And, you know, we'll be talking tonight about a true crime, the Slender Man's stabbing.
Very cool.
In Waukesha, right down the road from us, pretty much.
Wow. What is it with Wisconsin, dude? Every fucked up thing happens in Wisconsin.
But, you know, who was it?
John Wayne Gacy.
John Wayne Gacy was Chicago.
Oh, okay. So
you're not doing us any favors.
Yeah, so there's one.
We have like this rivalry with Chicago. Yeah. We have to have better killers than Chicago.
Yeah, better sports teams. We don't have to try. We are due.
Sorry, just kidding.
Can we not get into sports teams? I'm a Minnesota Vikings fan, so we're just going to...
That's okay. No, we can forgive that.
Oh, okay, good. Just not the Bears?
We just hate the Bears.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's a Chicago thing. Like, we hate the Cubs, you know, it's just, but like with Minnesota, we're all just so friendly. We're just like, hey, yeah, how's it going?
My mom is from International Falls.
So yeah, we're
tailgating. We go there often.
We're tailgating this, you know, we're having like an 8 Films to Die For fest. We're going to tailgate. Why don't you come on over?
We're just like,
Oh my God. Is it weird that I'm like somewhat aroused by the Wisconsin accent? Because it's almost like my mom has had too many glasses of wine, but at the same time it's like kind of hot in a Fargo kind of a way. I don't know. Right, a little bit, somewhat.
You betcha.
Where are you from?
I'm from right here in Reno, Nevada.
Okay. So why do you like Minnesota?
When you're from Reno, you're supposed to be a 49ers fan. But I despise the fucking 49ers. So I pretty much picked the team that I thought had the coolest mascot.
The Vikings.
Yeah, Minnesota Vikings, yeah.
I understand why you didn't choose the Packers.
Yeah, that's getting a little into... It's getting into some weird gay stuff right there, man. I don't know about that.
Cheerleaders?
Are they not good? We don't have cheerleaders.
Yes,
we do now.
It's the UW Green Bay. It's the Green Bay with University of Wisconsin Green Bay cheerleading squad, and those girls love their cheese.
Oh boy! Oh boy! I believe they're called the Wisconsin cheese curds. delicious.
Are they squeaky?
Oh God. Squeaky.
I'm
not even sure what that means.
That's because you're from Reno.
That's exactly from Reno.
You don't know.
Do you even have a Culver's, bro? No, I'm just kidding.
No, dude. No Culver's out here.
My sister lives in Atlanta and they don't have one either. So.
Right on. Dee, let's talk about you for a minute there, sweet pea. Now, you're like a full-on gamer chick. Is that what you're doing?
I don't think I'm a...
Yes,
I play video games, but I'm not like a full-on gamer chick.
Like 12 hours a day.
That's not true. I have a job that
that's
I go
a,
to.
That's a full-on gamer chick.
Not 12 hours a day. Sometimes, like, if I have, like, a long, like, a Sunday, then it sometimes is, like, I'll play State of Decay for, like, 12 hours for sure, but...
Yeah, but you actually, like, went to college for, like, game design, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah, but I was not very good at it, so... And so I switched to photography, which I actually am good at that.
She's amazing.
I did switch. It's not like I hate myself. I just know, I know what I'm good at and what I'm not good at. And I'm not good at making video games. I'm good at playing them.
So
I'm not good at making them.
Gamer chick. Yeah, totally. What what's your favorite horror game thus far?
State of Decay.
Yeah?
For sure. And they just, so they're making a State of Decay 2.
Right.
And it was supposed to come out this year, but at E3, they just told everybody it's coming out spring next year. But it's worth the wait. I'll wait because it's so cool. It's a zombie game and it's like open world and it's like a sandbox game. You can run around, play missions and do whatever you want to do. And you collect survivors. And I'm getting a little crazy because I love it so much. I really do.
Go crazy, babe. I love it.
That's my favorite one.
I love that about you.
I met my husband through playing Call of Duty.
You met your husband through Call of Duty?
Yes.
Wow.
And we loved Call of Duty so much when we were younger that...
You're dating us. It was only like 5 years ago.
All we did was...
drink and play Call of Duty.
And watch horror movies.
Yeah, and listen to music. Like, just... Yeah, and play video games. We didn't want to play... two controllers at the same time because it split the screen in half.
Right.
We were like, fuck that. That's like, we would just switch the controller back and forth. So like she'd play around, then she'd give it back to me, then I'd play around. We would just like cheer each other on, like, oh my God, he's right there, get him. Yep. And like, we're actually pretty good.
We were in a clan.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, if I have any single listeners that are men, these ladies are both married, so let's just go ahead and forget that right now, okay? I know you're probably got your pants around your ankles as we're listening to this, but let's just keep it even. They're married, so let's not even think about it. Right on. What was the name of the game you said?
State of Decay.
Now, that was the open sandbox one you talked about in episode 2. Is that recall?
Yes, I did talk about it. I don't remember which episode, for maybe good reason. But I think it was 2. I think it was episode 2.
Okay, right on.
1.
No. 1.
I don't remember.
But
it was, it's really cool. It's really cool.
Right on. Wasn't that an Xbox exclusive, or it was going to PC too, I think?
So the first one is only for, I don't know if it's for PC, but I have it for Xbox 360. That's what it came out for.
Oh, cool.
And then when Xbox One came out, they have it for Xbox One also and PC. The second one is coming out for PC and Xbox 3 or Xbox One. So if you buy it for one of the systems, you get it for both.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. I'm a PS4 guy myself.
I love PlayStation. And I talked about this in one of the episodes. Okay. The only reason I switched is because most of my friends all played Xbox 360, and I was like,
except for me.
And Left 4 Dead. Sorry, but you were popping out children at this time. I was. You were not on the like. I was like, I need to find some new fucking friends.
I can't be hanging with pregnant bitches. Damn.
Pregnant bitches that don't play Call of Duty
I played while I was pregnant, but as soon as I was done being pregnant the first time, I let my PSN lapse, and it was a dark time.
Yeah, man.
So then your name goes away?
It didn't go away. I just didn't pay for it.
Oh, anymore. Yeah.
So,
okay.
Like, your subscription, your access to the online, so you can play...
Yeah, you can play.
Yeah, like multiplayer.
Yeah,
yeah.
That
went away
live or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, I'm
back.
She is back, and she's playing The Last of Us the other day. Uh-huh. And I haven't. So they only make that for PlayStation, and
yeah.
I have not played it yet.
What do you think of The Last of Us, Patty?
Oh my gosh, I think the story's great so far, and I like again that it's like an actual medical reason why they're turning into these. Creatures,
right?
I don't really want to call them zombies.
No, they're like infected with
You know, like in 28 Days Later, they have the rage virus, and in quarantine, they have like some form of rabies,
like advanced rabies, and World War Z. So that actually, like mutated.
In this, it's like a fungus, or and then when they die, they emit this like fungal.
Like spores, I think, right?
Yeah, spores, that's the word.
And then it like turns you catch it, and then it like turns your face into like rocks or some shit.
Mycosis.
Yeah. And then you gotta like spray Lotrimin everywhere.
Yeah. You actually have to carry like a bottle of baby Gold Bond, because it's basically like athlete's foot, except on your face.
Yeah.
It's like athlete's face, really, is what it is. Athlete's face zombies is what we're talking about, ladies.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Oh my god.
Oh, this is great. Oh no. Right on. I'm a gamer myself. I recently fell in love with Mortal Kombat X with all the new horror characters. You guys get into that at all?
I have not played anyone. I know the the old one.
Growing up though, that was one of our favorites.
Did you just play the trumpet there for a second? What are you doing?
Yeah, the little guy that would come on the screen. Oh, come on. Look it up.
I don't remember any trumpets in any of the original Mortal Kombat games.
He was like one of the creators. And he would come, when you like made a really good combo or whatever, he would come on the side of the screen and he would go,
Crispy! And then he'd go back. Ed Tobias, I think, was his name, or is Boone and Tobias. I remember that. They were the original creators.
When we were little, we always used to just, like, me and my cousins would play it all the time, and we'd always go doo-doo-doo to each other, and we knew what we meant. So that was 22 years ago.
Okay.
I was playing with my cousins, too, and I'd get mad if they chose Katana.
Why?
Like, no, that's funny. I'm Katana. Don't, like, you be Sub-Zero. I'm Katana.
That's how it was with, everyone would pick Oddjob for Bond, 007.
GoldenEye.
Yeah. Pick Oddjob, the short guy that fucking can kill everybody because he's so short. You have to, like, just aim your whole body out to shoot to find him. That's so cheating.
In my shirt, I'm sorry.
Hey, go crazy.
I gotta dig it out.
I'll turn around if you need to.
Like the entire city. Tits are huge.
I'm recording this, by the way.
Oh, great.
Ah, you're fine. It's fine. It's just going to go on the YouTube channel. It'll be fine.
Kayaking all day, so I like schmutzall and
yeah.
Awesome. Dee, you talked about quarantine. Have you seen the original Spanish version?
No, record.
You haven't seen any of the Wreck movies?
No. No, I don't think so. I know what they are, but no, I haven't seen them.
Dude, you got to get on the Wreck movies. They are badass. Well, the first two are. After that, it gets a little wacky. Patty, you've seen the Wrecks, have you?
What'd you say?
You've seen the Wreck movies?
I saw the first one when it first came out. And I remember not all there. Not all with it.
Well, obviously, like, you were drinking.
I mean, I was probably just drinking. No.
Whoa.
I'm kidding. That's a joke.
She knows. Mommy don't go there.
No, she doesn't do drugs.
No. No.
Hey, no judgment here, ladies.
No, I mean
not that she doesn't do drugs, she doesn't do coke.
Cigars.
Yeah, she does
totally.
Her cigars. Bitch likes her cigars.
So, from what I remember, it was, like, obviously it's that found footage
right
format, and I was getting frustrated with subtitles.
Yeah, it's so in Spanish.
I don't dislike subtitled movies. I actually keep subtitles on in my house. I'm kind of actually hard of hearing, so which is why my voice is so loud and piercing, because I can't fucking hear it. Yes, we're just like screaming at each other constantly. And I remember liking it, and then I saw Quarantine, and I hated it because I hate Jennifer...
Carpenter.
I'm sorry. I just... Except for in Exorcism of Emily Rose, she was really good, and the fact that she taught herself contortionism is pretty impressive.
I know why you don't like her.
I don't like her face.
Because she's married to Dexter, and he's your lover.
Whoa. Okay.
That Dexter Morgan.
Ew. She loves that.
Ooh,
yeah. you guys like the horror TV shows too, The Walking Dead and all that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
You up on it? I'm like two seasons behind on The Walking Dead.
I was the whole second half behind because I just like life, whatever. But then I watched them all like in 3 days.
I pressured her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because we wanted to talk about it anymore. And I, yeah. We wanted to talk about it, and I hadn't watched them, so I got on that shit.
Right on.
I'm also in the Supernatural fandom.
Okay. That too, huh?
Oh, yeah. Found a Supernatural con in Chicago. Dragged my husband along with me.
Oh, that's not uncomfortable at all, is it?
No. No, and I'm just
Hey,
like,
look at these two hunky guys.
Just, like, huffing and puffing over 60 feet. And he's just, like, doing his fantasy football draft. Like, dear God, let it end.
Let there be a fire. I don't even care if someone dies. Get me out of here.
Anybody, please. Mass shooting. I'll take it.
Yeah. Yeah, he really... I made him dress up like Dean, too.
Wow!
Okay, you didn't. I feel like you didn't even make him dress up, because one year they were, you were John Travolta and Uma Thurman from
Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction, yeah.
Was that just like for?
Oh, never mind. That was with a different person that she.
Oh, whoops! Yeah,
anyway, give me over that.
Whoops!
I'm sorry. My one tequila drink has done me in.
Rest assured, ladies. Whoever you think is listening is not going to hear this. It's just us.
Right, right.
what else? My gosh. Well, I mean, Game of Thrones, in a little bit of a way, is kind of like horror in some ways.
Oh, totally. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Game of Thrones.
Me too, yeah.
Really kind of sad that July is already coming here. And how funny that they're releasing it in July.
Why is it sad? I'm pumped.
Winter is here.
Well, yeah, but...
They should release it in, like, November, the first snow. They shouldn't even have an actual release date. It's wherever the first snow of November happens, that's the date they release.
They would lose so many listeners.
Dude, you guys are like on a whole other level of like thinking about this stuff. Like, I'm pumped because I want to see what the hell's going on with Jon Snow and all that stuff. Yeah. You're mad because it's not snowing out.
Wisconsin.
Which is a sin. I'm cool if it does not snow this year.
I like the snow until March.
I like it from December to January, and then it needs to go. Like, just December, and then it should be gone.
Yeah.
I'm moving to California.
Are you really?
No.
No, you're not. No, you are not. You don't want to move to California, D.
My cousin's there, and I would love to, but anyway.
How about American Horror Story? You guys up on that one at all? Yeah?
All of them.
Yeah?
And I'm hit or miss with it. There's like two or so seasons that I like, I don't know. I stopped watching. I just was like, okay. I would rather, like, I don't know.
Well, the first
but there are some that are really good. The first one was really good. Like, I thought Roanoke was, by the third to last episode, I was like, okay, I'm ready for this to be over now. But like, there are some that are really good. Like, some scenes are really good, and then some of them, I'm like, I don't even finish it.
That was my favorite, The Coven.
The Witches one was cool.
So good.
Yeah.
Stevie Nicks was on it, of course. How could you not like it?
I hated Asylum.
I wasn't mad at Asylum. It was a little busy for me, but other than that, I thought it was all right.
Yeah, they had demonic possession, ghost haunting,
Nazi doctors,
serial killer,
werewolves,
like creatures,
mutant
in the
things,
woods.
Yeah.
And then they had
Chloe Savini,
aliens,
yeah.
Okay, you're right, you guys. They did go a little overboard.
It was good. It was just very busy, and you know?
Yeah.
I hated it. I didn't like the aliens, because the aliens are not scared of me unless it's Predator.
But they did that with the one with the clown, too. Just in one of, like, the last two or three seasons. Circus. There was the clown in the beginning, and then, like, in the first, whatever, third episode, like, they killed him, and then he didn't come back, and they, like, delved into, like, other stuff, and...
I liked Circus because it was based a lot on Freak Show. It was called Freak Show.
Freak Show.
It was Freaks. The old, like, 1930s horror Freaks. And an actual, and a real life circus performer. I cannot recall his name off the top of my head, but he was like the real life crab lobster boy.
Yeah.
And he literally went on a murderous rampage.
Yeah, he did.
And yeah, so a lot of that in Freak Show was based off of real life.
That is such a weird case. Are you guys familiar with the Lobster Boy murders at all?
I'm not.
Yeah. So he was like a drunken. I can't judge a man.
Oh, you can. This guy was a piece of shit. Even though he had like funny little crab claws.
I know.
You see him and you're like, oh, he's got some kind of disability.
Like this.
Yeah, like this. Or the stinger. He's got like the stingers. Like,
yeah,
it wasn't Penguin.
Yeah.
But
yeah, totally.
Always like
he was what we call a lady pleaser, D. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He at one point he was like in trouble for molesting a woman.
Oh yeah. No, he was a rapist. He was like crazy strong with his crazy claws though. He would, like, beat people down and then, like, headbutt them to death.
And he
A fucking asshole.
Yeah, dude.
And then he, like, killed people. And then he tried killing his kids that didn't have the genetic deformity because they weren't going to make him money.
Right.
In the circus.
Yes.
Circuit.
It's just like my dad.
She survived.
I got away.
Don't fuck my dad.
Don't fuck my dad. Are we American Beautying right now?
Woo!
Another favorite.
She loves her some Bob Steinborn. That's my dad.
Oh, okay.
Her dad is attractive.
I'll leave that between you two. I don't want to make this uncomfortable.
Too late.
We did that to ourselves.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all good, ladies. Believe me, I can make this just as uncomfortable as you want it to be. So, Slender Man is up next, huh?
Yeah.
Did you guys watch the HBO documentary?
Mm-hmm. Slender Man, yeah.
We're talking about that kind of in depth tonight.
Okay, cool.
And then our reaction, just, you know, we've been seeing the drama play out since it happened, since it was right in our backyard.
Right.
And that sounded really Wisconsin.
Oh, it's in our backyard now.
Right in that backyard.
Oh,
right,
that Slender Man, he's out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm interested in like folklore and history, obviously. I went to school for anthropology for many years. So I like that this is so, he's an anthropogenic, like human made traceable folktale.
Holy cow. I thought he was a creepypasta.
Originally he was created, we'll talk more about it tonight.
Okay. No, if you don't want to spoil it, it's totally cool.
Yeah, no, it's just, I'm going to go on a rant then.
We always talk about, like, she gets over, and then we always start talking about what we're going to talk about, and then by the time we record, we are like, all right. Well.
What did we talk about again when I first got here? I'm trying to remember. But we're pretty excited just because tonight's episode will be a little bit different because we're not going to be talking about so many movies.
Okay.
It'll be kind of the documentary, the actual case.
Cool.
Slender Man himself.
Right on.
The man, the myth, the legend. We'll do a video game and a book and, you know, our reactions to certain things too.
Right on. I'm excited. I'm pumped for this one. Hopefully it makes it to iTunes.
Yeah, the last one we got way too drunk too fast.
Oh, you're fine.
I couldn't think.
No, you did. You did fine.
A lot.
So like, it's just getting a little.
What was I saying?
We have to like stop and then go back and then start again. So like, yeah, I don't know, but I am ready for another drink.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, we're just gonna, you know, we'll take her a little bit easier tonight so that we can talk.
I'm not taking it easy.
Don't take it easy,
I'm going to see Billy Joel tomorrow night at Lambeau Field in Green Bay, so I'm going to get fucked up tonight.
Do it, man. Go crazy. I heard he doesn't put on a very good show anymore, I'll be honest with you.
Oh, no.
He's like 85 years old, isn't he, or something like that?
He's old, but I think he's like 69 or 68. I don't know.
69 is the golden age.
It sure is.
But this will be my mom's. I'm going with my mom and my other siblings, and this is the second time this year that she's seen him. So she saw him in Atlanta. She flew to Atlanta, where my sister lives, and then now she's seeing him in Wisconsin. Yeah. So
and if you haven't ever been to Lambeau, you can't have a bad time there.
No,
you can't if you're a Minnesota Vikings fan. You can have a very bad time there as your playoff hopes get thrown into the wind.
And then there's a jet flyover.
Yep.
Just
whoosh.
He's rubbing it in.
Whoosh.
Yep.
Yeah.
sorry.
Don't even get me started. Not since Brett Favre have we been to Lambeau successfully.
Yeah. Poor Brett.
I was at the last game that Brett Favre played at Lambeau Field for the Vikings.
Wow.
Yep.
I guess that technically makes you a bigger Vikings fan than me, in a weird way.
I saw his penis.
You saw his penis? Oh, yeah. Yeah. I saw it, too. He did. He texted it to somebody, didn't he?
Yeah. And it was sad. It was like...
I think it was a stunt penis, actually. Because, wow. I mean, given his advanced age, you'd think there'd be a lot more gray pubes going on. But I didn't see any. It was like a full bush down there.
Maybe, but wasn't that still like 6 years ago or something?
And it was really, really wrinkly. It was like, it wasn't even half masked. It was like, you know, it was like three eighths masked.
I never liked him.
It looks like, you know that section on the earthworm that's like bigger than the rest of it?
Yeah, the knobby part? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
I tell you what, let's just forget the horror movies. We're going to do a podcast on Brett Favre's penis. You guys are insane. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Very cool. Horror Hoes are in the house. Where did you come up with the name Horror Hoes? Was that just something you thought had a nice ring to it?
We were just like... texting each other like, well, we should call it this, whatever. And then I don't know, one of us said horror hoes.
She said horror hoes, you know.
And then you came over to record and you're like, yeah, I think we should do horror hoes. And I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, okay,
I guess we're going for it.
All right, let's do it then.
It's got a nice ring to it.
and we looked it up, you know, we wanted to make sure no that it wasn't it. Like something that was already being used and you know, well known or anything. So we looked it up and there wasn't really anything. I mean, it was like you type in horror hoes and it's just like titty screenshots from horror movies, and that's
I had a wonderful time trying to track you guys down. I had to close the door in here a few times. Yeah. Deacon, why don't you go ahead and get on out of here. I'm looking for the horror hoes.
Daddy's doing a little bit of digging.
It's research, so go ahead and fire on out of here. Right on, ladies. Very cool. Where can the inmates out there find you guys?
They can find us, well, on SoundCloud, iTunes, Instagram, Facebook.
Twitter, but we neglected a lot.
Yeah, I noticed. Trying to track you guys down was not easy.
Really?
Yeah. I tweet you, and then like 10 days later, I get a retweet and then a little smiley face thing. And I'm like, well, they saw it, so I guess, I don't know.
Probably wasn't even, because you don't even do the Twitter. I have to do the Twitter. It's really hard.
Yeah, who's in charge over here? What's going on with you two?
But I do social media for work, too. Okay. Like full-time job.
Right.
So then I come home and I do social media, and like by the end of it, sometimes I'm just like
mediaed out.
Like I get a little tapped out.
I could see that.
I love it, but like I do get a little tapped out.
I mostly do the Facebook and the Instagram.
I do Instagram. Yes. You do most of Facebook.
Yeah.
I think we split Instagram, and then I do the Twitter.
And we do.
And I try to do Snapchat, but
yeah. Yeah, I tried to get you guys through Snapchat too.
And they make it really hard. We have a Snapchat.
Yeah, I know. I tried to get a hold of you guys there, and there was like a 3-second video of somebody driving to work in the rain.
No.
Yes.
Oh, that was me.
And then there was like a picture of a coffee mug, and I'm like, oh, perfect. Yeah. I guess.
No, I think she was.
Well, I'm Snapchatting you right now.
There we go. Woo!
So, yeah.
Very cool.
We're trying to do better.
It's
I get like. Instagram's just my favorite, so
okay.
Yeah.
I find my more on that more than anything, and Facebook.
Cool.
So,
I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but there actually is a Horror Hoes Facebook group.
Oh.
It has nothing to do with you guys. It's like a 17-year-old chick, and she's like doing stuff. But
so we need to copyright Horror Hoes immediately.
Well, I think ours is Horror Hoes Podcast.
Okay, that's a good way to go.
When you're searching for us, I think all of our stuff is called like
not all of it, but almost all of it.
Podcast.
There's like one thing that isn't, but we'll figure it out. We can change it.
The Twitter.
But, yeah. I tried to join the Facebook group, and she's like, oh, you're a dude, so no. And I'm like, all right, fine.
Oh, my God, you can only be a girl?
Yeah, it's ladies only over at the Horror Hoes Facebook group.
Really strict.
Those fucking feminists just threw it everything. Oh, yeah.
I wasn't going to go there, but go ahead.
No, seriously, come on. You can be, just because you're a guy doesn't mean you're not a hoe.
Oh, I'm a total hoe.
You know?
I'm into it, yeah. Sure.
Well, I mean, we started it. It was like one of our drunken conversations.
Mm-hmm.
I think we were sitting at a bar somewhere or whatever.
Probably.
And, you know, before doing this, we hadn't seen each other very much. And, you know, we would see each other like once every 2 or 3 months just mm-hmm. because we have, you know, I'm a mom and have a job and I go to school and I'm a volunteer. So I had like this busy schedule and we were talking about how we missed each other. We didn't get to see each other very often anymore. And Dee, she is a very technologically inclined person. She's super, yes, she is. She's, yeah, whatever. She's very smart in that area.
Thank you.
And she's like, dude, we should do a podcast. And we're like, yeah, let's do it. Yeah, it's like, it sounds so fun. And then we didn't talk about it for a while. And then she messages me. She's like, so I bought this $150.
No, I showed up at your house with it in a bag. Like the bag came and I was like, yo, like I got this thing. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh shit. Okay.
Okay. I guess we're actually doing this. Yeah. And it was more, you know, we didn't even really think that it was going to like take off or anything. It was really, it started off as a reason to make time for each other and to talk about things that we talk about this stuff even not on the podcast. Mm-hmm. So it's been fun.
Yeah. Very cool.
And nice reason to, you know, connect with your best friend.
And totally. And that's really all that matters, ladies. As long as you guys are having fun, don't worry about your audience. We'll find you. And, you know, so, I mean, you're not going to make it easy, obviously, with all your weird fucking Snapchats and all that shit.
We'll do better, we promise.
Yeah.
Snapchat makes it so hard. You can't just switch to accounts like Instagram. You have to log out and then log back in and then, like, re-enter your password, like, with different accounts. Okay, I'll do it.
No, forget it. Forget about it.
You're actually like an asshole. Excuses. I'll do better.
It's all good. But you guys are having fun, obviously.
Yeah. We're having lots of fun.
That's all that matters.
We have a list this long of different topics that we want to talk about.
Oh, yeah, totally.
We're good for years, I think.
Yeah.
You're in for it.
Absolutely. Well, excellent, ladies. It was a genuine honor and a pleasure to have you on my show.
Thank you for having
us.
Absolutely.
We've enjoyed listening to yours, too.
Oh, you don't want to listen to that crap. Dude, it gets ugly over there.
There's lots of burping and lots of
poop and fart.
Yes.
But we like it.
Yes.
That's what we talk about, not on our podcast.
No, it's fine.
No, because really. Yeah.
And so two boys and a husband.
Yeah, it's all dick and balls and fart jokes and things like that.
Yeah. My boys were chasing me around today with, they found like this little game that if you press on it, it makes this thing fart. And they were chasing me around with it. I'm like, ew, stop showing me the farts. And they're laughing till just tears are running down their face because farts are that funny.
Oh, my gosh.
And they like it when you act really appalled and disgusted.
Oh, yeah.
That they're being really, you know,
funny.
They're really funny and just ultimately gross, which they are.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, my son's favorite thing right now is to shoot me in the nuts with a Nerf gun. And to be honest with you, like, the first time it hurt, but now I can see him coming, but I still act like it hurts because he loves it to see me in pain for some reason.
Kids so,
do.
Yeah, right. Well,
I have two dogs, so.
I have two dogs also.
Oh. Well, kids, they're pretty intuitive too, though. And, you know, if you're pretending you're in pain, usually they can tell.
Yeah.
If I pretend to, like, ouch, they laugh. Mm-hmm. But if I'm like, holy moly, ow! Then they're like, oh, mama, are you okay?
Because her kids are awesome. They right are on. Pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah. Right on, ladies.
Thank you so much.
No, thanks for coming on. And by all means, consider me at your disposal. If you guys need any help with anything in the podcasting world or anything at all, by all means, let me know and we'll figure it out.
Sweet.
Thank you.
Come on ours.
Yes, that'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, anytime. If you want any one of my knucklehead co-hosts, I'll make them do it too.
All right.
We're good for that. So there you have it, inmates, the Horror Hoes. Find them on SoundCloud, sometimes on iTunes, depending on the alcohol intake level.
We're going to get better.
Yeah, they're totally going to get better. We're going to get them go into some meetings and stuff, so you won't have to worry about that. All right, inmates, thank you for joining us. As usual, visiting hours are over.